Okay, let's go on. Man Tan of Ahadatan Rabbanan, who is the author of this brisa? Neder. Neder, or the, yeah, the Chamisha B'nei Adam. Right, a person made a neder and that affected five people. Right, these five people are also to me. Huter le'echad mehem, huter kulas. Right, if he's not mutter to one of them, all of them become mutter. Neder shehuter mitzasa, huter kula. Huter me'echad mehem, hu mutter ve'hein asuri. Right, and if he said though, except for this one, right, in other words, in the first case he would have changed the neder, in the second case he would have qualified the neder. Okay, so the Gemara says, who does this go according to? So the Gemara says like this, Eva Rabba, according to Rabba, Reisha Rabbi Akiva, the Reisha, whereas he changes the neder, goes according to Rabbi Akiva, that Hutter Mitzvah, Hutter Kulo, the Sefer Divrei Kol, the Sefer, where he qualified the nether, everybody holds, you don't say Hutter Mitzvah, Hutter Kulo. That's Divrei Kol. Ila Rabba, according to Rabba, Sefer Rabbana. Right, the Sefer that says where he qualified the nether, we don't say Hutu Mitzvah, Hutu Kulo, only goes according to Rabbanan. Because according to Rava, Rabbi Akiva would hold, even in that case we say Hutu Mitzvah, Hutu Kulo. The ratio where he changes is Dibri Akol. The ratio where he changes, everybody holds that what's it called, that Hutu Mitzvah, Hutu Kulo. Okay, Rashi. Mother Bechamisha Ben Yodam, Hutu Rechav Mehem, Kagon, the Omer, Ploni, Uploni, Asur, Uploni, Mutter, Hutu Kulo. Right, that's a case where he changed his nether. That's a case where he qualified the nether. The Sefer is talking where he qualified the nether, and the Reish is talking where he changed the nether. The Sefer Kamari Bekulchem will plige ela belazel bezeh. Reisha the Tani Hutu Lechad Mehem Hutu Kulan Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabba, the Reisha is Rabbi Akiva, because in a case where he changes the nether, that's where Rabba holds the machlokus is. Below Rabbanan, the Rabbi Akiva nether Shehutu Mitzosu Tukulo. The Sefer the Tani Humutu Vehein Asurim. We don't say Hutu Mitzosu Hutu Kulo Divrei Akoli, because there you didn't change the nether, you only qualified it. And Rabba holds where you qualified the nether, everybody holds you don't say Hutu Mitzosu. Ochinami Koma Rabba the Bekulchem Kulan Asuros Divrei Akol. The Ila Rava Omar Lazer Lazer Divrei Akol Mutter, where he changed the nether, everybody holds his mutter. With a kul completed, and where he didn't, where he qualified the nether, there that's the machlokus. Reisha the Kamari Lazer Lazer Divrei Akol. Therefore, the Reisha that says Hutu Mitzosu Hutu Mekulo, when you change the nether, that everybody agrees to. That's according to Rava. So Achinami Omar the Lazer Lazer Divrei Akol Mutter. The Sefer who Mutter Vehein Asurim, and the Sefer that says that you don't say Hutu Mitzosu Hutu Kulo by Kulchem only goes according to the Rabbanan and not according to Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanan he, the Rava Letane, the Omer Bekul Chem Plige, the Rabbanan Osrim, Mikoma Kom Bein L'Rava, Bein L'Rava, Reisha B'Lazel, Zev Sefer Bekul Chem. There's no Machlokas Rav and Rava how to learn the cases. The question only is, who does it go according to? Okay. Mishnah. Nidrei Onsin. The next category of Nidorim that don't need Hatoris Nidorim is Nidrei Onsin. Heidiru Chaveru Shiyokal Etzlo. Right. The person said, if you don't eat by me, then everything I have is also to you, or everything you have is also to me. Okay? And then he was going to eat by him. The guy got sick. Oh, shecholah beno. Or his son got sick and he couldn't come and eat. Oh, sheikfo nar. Or he was on his way to the party and there was a flood. Harieh unibri onsin. So all of these cases. Right, you don't have to be matter because I never meant to make the nether had I known that we're going to be an onus. So therefore, what's it called? The onus makes it as if the tonight was never there. The nether was never there. Rashi. Vachalahu hamadir. So it got sick. Either the mother got sick, so he couldn't make the meal, or the mother got sick and therefore he couldn't come, or his son got sick, he got busy with him or whatever. Ahu gaver the ispis zachris of the vegina. Exactly what this case is in Machlokas and Rishonim, but more or less, a person, what's it called, had a shtar. That he had a schos, but the shtar wasn't Makuyan, and he wanted to bring other proof that it was okay. And the Beis Din gives him time to bring the proof. for Omar, but he wanted to emphasize that he wasn't just stalling, that he really had proof that he had to bring to Beis Din. For Omar, Elo Isina, Ataltinyo, if I don't come back in 30 days, live to Lunani Zachvasai. Then these chuyos should be bottled, and Hodas Baldin can they aid him, and then I don't want to be able to use them. It's like his mocho. Right, I have a star that says Ruvain owes me $100. It wasn't, the star itself wasn't enough to collect or whatever. And he had to bring other rise. So he said that if within 30 days I come, then the whole thing should be bought. That's one way of going. Another way, it's a little bit easier, is the fact that he had two stars. One star that Ruvain owes him $100. He left that in Beis Din as a mashkin. He said, I have another case with Ruvain, or with somebody else. And that case is not clear, but I have proof that eventually will prove that I'm right. Give me 30 days to bring the proof. And normally the Gemara says we give him the 30 days to bring the proof. But he wants Beis Din to know that he's not stam stalling. So he says, I'm going to leave this star here, right? And I'm going to be mevatel this star, meaning I'm going to be mochelit if I don't come back in 30 days. So just to show you that I really mean business, I'm willing to lose money if I don't come back within 30 days. Okay. Ishnis below us. So he wanted to come back in 30 days, but something happened. He got sick. Something happened that prevented him, against his will, from coming back. So, Omar Rav Huna bought those achlisim. Doesn't make a difference. So Maisi made the tznai that if he doesn't come back within 30 days, that the schuyos are bottle. He didn't come back in 30 days. Schuyos are bottle. Omar Le Rav, Onusu. What do you mean? Now he's an Onus. But Onus, Rahman the Patrick. You can't say that we're going to hold him to the tznai, that he wasn't the kind of tznai. He was nemes on the tznai. So the tznai wasn't bottle. He wasn't the kind of tznai by coming back, but he wasn't mevatel the tznai either. That's the shaila. How does the tznai work? Okay? But Rav Huna held that if you don't have kiyum atznai, it doesn't make a difference what reason for it is, lemaisa, what's it called, you lose the schuyos. And Rav said, no, he wasn't mevatel the tznai, he just wasn't mekayim it. Bittel means I did it, not the onus. The onus is not a bittel, the onus is the onus Rahman Apatri, so it's not considered a bittel atznai. Tichsiv, how do we know onus Rahman Apatri? Lenara lo sasa dover, a woman is raped. You don't punish her because it was against her will. The chiv came a k'tolashani, maybe only by Nisa. There we pat their onus. We don't want to give somebody a death penalty if they were forced. Right? V'hosnan, that's not true. It's across the board. Nidre onsin, right? The halacha is in our mission, Nidre onsin, hediru chadeir shiokhu eslo b'cholahu o shecholah b'no o sheikvo nara re'ilu nidre onsin. We see that what's it called, that an onus is even for Nagarin, not only for Chayuvi Nisa. Right? So therefore, what's it called? That's what Rava said. Since it's an onus, you can't say he was Mavatl the Tanai. He wasn't Mekayim the Tanai, but he wasn't Mavatl the Tanai either. Therefore, he shouldn't lose his Zechuyos. Rashi. The Asni Zachvasos, Shehevi Shtori Zechuyos of the Beis Din. He brought some Shtaros that were in his favor, right, to the Beis Din. So he had to go home. If I don't come back within 30 days, all these zechuyos should be bought. The case is talking where she's forced. So you don't do anything to her. You don't kill her because she was forced. Not to give a death penalty. The Torah had rachmanis not to kill somebody who was forced. Maybe by other things that are not as serious as a death penalty, onus is you do get a punishment, or it is considered like you did it. My mission says not like that. Even nidre onsin are not considered nidarim. Okay, now the Gemara is going. Rava, my shno mehodisnan. According to Rava, what's the difference of the following case? The guy said, I'm giving you a get, it should be chal now, on condition that I don't come back in 12 months. Right? If I do come back in 12 months, the get's bottle. But if I don't come back, the get should be chal from now, not after 12 months. It should be chal l'mafreya from now, right, if the tnai that I come back isn't mekuyim. The Sochi Bei Chodesh, he didn't come back. He died. Okay, but he died, that's an illness. He wasn't planning on dying. Right? So he couldn't come back. So now the Shaila is the get a get or not? If he would have said, the get should be chal after 12 months, if I don't come back and he died, sure not a get, it ain't get lachamis. But he wanted to make the get chal, the mafreya, from when he gave it, on the condition he doesn't come back. Now, 12 months go by, you know he's not coming back because he died after 3 months. So, what's it called? He's an onus. So, is the get a get or not? So, Mara says, how is a get? It's a get. I, Vamai, Vahamis, Miss Onus. Right? He's nice as an onus. And we say, what's it called? An onus doesn't count like Bittle had tonight. So, it's not that I didn't come back, but I didn't come back because of an onus. So I wasn't mabatel the tonight, right? I just wasn't mekayim the tonight. So memela, it should be what, according to Rava, it should be that what's it called? It shouldn't be a get. So why is it a get? Amre dilmashani hasam. Do you have a yod the nish min laal to have a gomer v'yoyv kita? If the guy would have known he's going to die, he wouldn't have made the tonight to begin with. He would have made the get right now, right? Right, the only reason he made the get is because he didn't think he may come back. He doesn't want to leave his wife in Aguna. But if he knew he was going to die, right, and so why did he give her a get? He's going to die. She's free anyway. But she didn't have children, and she had a brother, and he didn't want to have to go for Yibum. So he would have made the get right away. So therefore, he included even the onus. Even in a case where there's going to be an onus, I would have made the get right now if I would have known I'm going to die. So therefore, that doesn't take away. That is considered what's it called a bittle of the tonight, because I would have meant that to begin with. But in a normal case where I don't consider if an onus would come, I didn't have that in mind. That's not what I intended, and therefore that's not called bittle of tonight. Rashi, do you have a yoda? Rashi before. Maishnoya, the Rava Domer onusu potter. Why? Do he have a yod of the shas hatnai? The maisi, the sochazman. If he would have known he's going to die, he still would have wanted to get to be again. So that was all part of what he was thinking. Right? La alter gomer v'yoyv gita me'achshav hilka chaviget. But over here, if he would have known he's never honest, he would never have been mevatel zechus. So he wants that tonight to kick in. Same thing in our mission. If he would have known he's going to get sick, or somebody gets sick, right, he never would have made the nether. The whole purpose of the nether was the guy should eat by him. Right? So when he assumed that was going to happen. So over here, the tnai was, I want that tnai to be, not to be makuyin. So if it's not makuyin because of an onus, it's not called bitla tnai. But over here, I knew that if I would die, I'd also want to get to be. So that's not called, what's it called, bitla tnai, right, even though it's an onus.